Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ken Berry. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Buzzard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Buzzard. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Zimmerman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mudcat Grant. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Mudcat Grant. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Zimmerman and he is out, Carew applying the tag. One out. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a pop-up towards short. Virals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buzzard juggles the ball. That's an error on Buzzard. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison takes first base on ball four. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Twins. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Tovar hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy AG is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. AG is 0-for-1 in the game. AG hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew strikes out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-1 in the game. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Josephson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair takes first base on ball 4. Josephson moves to second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. J.C. Martin now catching. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliva strikes out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Allison. The throw from Martin and he is safe. Allison steals second. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-1 in the game. Rollins takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0-for-1 in the game. Zimmerman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Allison trying to get to home. Ward throws the ball into Martin who tags Allison, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Rollins moves to third. Zimmerman moves to second. Two outs. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0-for-1 in the game. Grant strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 0-for-1 in the game. Buzzard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCraw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Tovar hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Berry who is chasing the ball. Tovar reaches third base with a triple. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tovar scores. It's 4-1, Twins. Zoilo Verals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verals is 0-for-2 in the game. Verals bunts towards the mound. Buzzard fields it and throws to first for the out. Carew moves to second. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Killebrew hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Adair catches it and throws to second with Hansen covering, to double up Carew. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. Agee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew misplays the ball. That's an error on Carew. Agee moves to third. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Berry moves to second. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Agee tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 4-2, Twins. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to second for the out. Barry moves to third. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. Three runs are unearned. It's 5-4, White Sox. Ron Klein now pitching. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 0 for 2 in the game. Buzzard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klein fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliva hits a pop-up towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCraw. The throw from Zimmerman and he is safe. McCraw steals second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a pop-up towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 3 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Reese pinch hits for Ron Klein. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 2 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got one RBI. Tovar is hit by the pitch. Reese moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields it and throws to second for the out. Reese moves to third. Two outs. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 0 for 2 in the game. Verhaals hits a fly ball into right field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Merritt now pitching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ward strikes out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Adair strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Martin moves to second. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Al Weiss now playing second base. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. A.G. settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliva hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Allison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Agee is hit by the pitch. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-4 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. A.G. moves to third. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Berry. The throw from Zimmerman and he is safe. Berry steals second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rollins hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sandy Valdespino pinch hits for Jim Merritt. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino takes first base on ball 4. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Tovar hits a fly ball into center field. A.G. settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.